Hey everybody, it's your girl Debbie Ann Shaw, and this is Artist Hustle Podcast. Thanks for listening in. Make sure you follow me on social media at Artist Hustle and check out the website artisthustle.com. I can help you with your marketing, branding, whatever you need done for your business or your brand. Today's topic is 8 ways to make your brand stand out. Pay attention to detail. Paying attention to all of the little details that often get overlooked by everyone else is a great way to make your brand stand out. Like the way you dress, your website, your social media, how you respond to emails is the experience that you want to give to clients. You want to pay attention to this, and this should all reflect your unique brand. So look at all of the different aspects of your business and your brand and think about how can you personalize all of the different little nitty-gritty details. Tell your story. Your story is what makes you unique because no one else has the exact same story. Plus, sharing your story helps others to actually connect with you better, which is really, really important online. It's super important, especially if you want to sell things. So share your story and how it's inspired you to do what you're doing. Make sure your brand presence is cohesive. This is so important. Do all of your brand elements, like the colors, the fonts, the vibe, your voice, fit it together? Do they fit together to form one cohesive and clear brand presence? Ask yourself this, look at everything that you're doing and make sure it looks uniform. Audit your products and services. You should definitely be doing this at least once or twice a year or more. And just remember, the more focused you can be, the better. You might have tons of different passions and interests and may be tempted to dabble in everything, but the result will most likely be something that is watered down and just not worth anyone's time. Plus, trying to appeal to everybody does not appeal to anybody, nobody. So what you want to do is you want to focus on the products and services that you are the most passionate at and can make money at, and work on being really strong in those areas of expertise. Figure out what others are doing in your field and then do the opposite or do something different. So what you want to do is you want to put your own personal twist on everything, especially look for things that bother you about how people are doing things and try to figure out how you can do it better. Gather awesome reviews and testimonials. This goes without saying, but word of mouth is really powerful. Make sure you're reaching out to past clients for rave reviews that you can share to the world. Post them on your website, your blog, wherever you have, wherever they are relevant. Under promise and over deliver. Now, this is my personal favorite because it's always better to under promise and over deliver than the other way around. So don't make any promises that you cannot deliver on time. People love this, and this is my personal favorite. Check in on your brand daily. At least once a year, do a whole audit of what your brand is looking like, what you're doing. So what we do throughout the year is we grow, right? We change, we evolve. And just like you as a person is evolving, so is your brand, and your brand grows with you. So at least once a year, take some time to make sure that all of your content and branding are on point with you and your goals. That's today's episode. Thanks for listening in to the Artist Hustle Podcast. I am Debian Shaw. Thanks for listening in. Comment and call in and let me know which one worked out for you. Like, which one was your favorite? And maybe even share a tip or two of how you make your brand and your business stand out. I cannot wait to hear your responses. I will talk to you guys next time.